This poem was written by Alfred Noyes, and it's called The Highwayman. I mean, here's the romantic narrative poem in all its beauty. The wind was a torrent of darkness among the gusty trees. Moon was a ghostly galleon tossed upon cloudy seas, and the road was a ribbon of moonlight over the purple moor, and the highwayman came riding, riding, riding. Yes, the highwayman came riding up to the old inn door. Over the cobbles he clattered and clashed in the darkened yard, and he tapped with his whip on the window, but all was locked and barred. So he whistled a tune to the window, and who should be waiting there but the landlord's black-eyed daughter, Bess, the landlord's daughter, plaiting a dark red love knot into her long black hair. One kiss, my bonny sweetheart, for I'm after a prize tonight. But I shall be back with the yellow gold before the morning light. Yet if they press me sharply and harry me through the day, oh, then look for me by moonlight. Watch for me by moonlight, and I'll come to thee by moonlight, though hell should bar the way. Did not come at the dawning, no, he did not come at the noon. And out of the tawny sunset, before the rise of the moon, when the road was a gypsy ribbon, over the all the red coat troops came marching, marching, marching. King George's men came marching up to the old inn door, and they bound the landlord's daughter with many a sniggering jest, and they bound the musket beside her with a barrel beneath her breast. Now keep good watch, and they kissed her. She heard the dead man say, oh, look for me by moonlight, watch for me by moonlight, and I'll come to thee by moonlight, though hell should bar the way. Look for me by moonlight, hoofbeats ringing clear. Watch for me by moonlight, were they deaf that they did not hear? For he rode on the gypsy highway, she breathed one final breath, then her finger moved in the moonlight, her musket shattered the moonlight, and it shattered her breast in the moonlight, and warned him with her death. He turned, he spurred on to the west, for he did not know who stood. Bowed with her black hair flowing down, drenched with her own red blood. No, not till the dawn had he heard it, and his face grew gray to hear how Bess, the landlord's daughter, the landlord's black-eyed daughter, had watched for her love in the moonlight and died in the darkness there. Back he spurred like a madman, shrieking a curse to the sky, with a white rose smoking behind him and his rapier brandished high. Blood red were his spurs in the golden moon, wine red his velvet coat, when they shot him down on the highway, down like a dog on the highway. And he lay in his blood on the highway, with a bunch of lace at his throat. And still of a winter's night they say, when the wind is in the trees, when the moon is a ghostly galleon tossed upon cloudy seas, when the road is a ribbon of moonlight over the purple moor, all the highwayman comes riding, riding, riding. Yes, the highwayman comes riding up to the old inn door.